First item of other business is number 1A, Millville Organic Center, conditional use number 1913, amended condition. And Lawrence, is it, these are separated because we need to vote separately on them, or?
One was we thought we had to consider the amended conditions that were recommended by the commission.
Okay.
And the second one would be then the site plan, two different motions.
So it is two motions, all right, so we'll do them one at a time. 1A, conditional use, number 1913, amended condition.
Now, this item was deferred at the May 10th meeting so that the entire commission could participate in this discussion. It's a request to amend condition of approval F, which states there shall be no composting, grinding, processing, or mulch storage operations within 300 feet of any neighboring property line. The area set aside for composting, grinding, and processing shall be shown on the final site plan. That's the existing condition. The applicants are requesting that it be amended to that there shall be no yard waste composting operations, including storage, composting, and curing within 300 feet, measured horizontally from an occupied dwelling and within 25 feet of a property line. There shall be no yard waste grinding within the same setbacks previously stated within this condition. These setbacks for yard waste composting operations, including storage, composting, and curing yard waste grinding, shall be shown on this final site plan. The applicants feel that the revised condition complies with the Denrex guidelines. I provided you a copy of the email from Mark that we handed out last meeting. And I've also provided you with a small drawing of what the site would resemble utilizing the existing conditions.
Thank you, Mr. Abbott. And Mr. Chairman, while I was not in attendance at the May 10th as meeting as previously stated, I did watch the entire proceedings on the internet. And what a lovely looking group you are, I might add, on the internet. And I did hear the representation by the applicant's representation. My thoughts, and I certainly appreciate Mr. Johnson allowing me to participate in this. I think because of when we as a commission and the further vote of Sussex County Council, while we had concerns about the certain, we heard what the opposition said, just by the vote itself, 4-0-1 here at the commission level, that one abstention being a commissioner that wasn't at the public hearing, and a 3-1-1 at county council, that was the wishes of this commission and county council to not kill this project, but to allow it to proceed, and then let the Department of Natural Resources, Environmental Control put their conditions on this. I'll throw that out there before I make a motion. Is that the general? Did I pick that up, gentlemen? Well, then Mr. Chairman, as per the request of Millville Organic Center, conditional use number 1913, my motion is that condition F of approval be changed and be rewritten to, condition F be rewritten to state the following: there shall be no yard waste composting operations, including storage, composting, and curing within 300 feet, measured horizontally from an occupied dwelling and within 25 feet of a property line. There shall be no yard waste grinding within the same setbacks previously stated within this condition. These setbacks for yard waste composting operations, including storage, composting, and curing, and yard waste grinding, shall be shown on the final site plan.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1913, amended condition as stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is number 1B, Millville Organic Center, conditional use number 1913, site plan.
This is a site plan for the composting operation. The 11 conditions of approval were noted on the plan. If the amended condition, which we just previously voted on, is approved, the site plan complies with those conditions of approval. I provided you a copy of the landscaping plan along the entrance road and the areas for lots 12 through 18 of the Squirrel Run subdivision. Final approval, if you were receptive to grant preliminary, final could be subject to the office receiving all agency approvals.
And also the final site plan would have to have condition F as previously amended.
As just amended, yes.
Right, yes. Well, and Mr. Chairman, regarding item B, other business conditional use number 1913, my motion is for approval of it as a final with, as Mr. Abbott stated, upon receipt of all agency approvals and staff approving the amended condition F as previously stated.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve conditional use number 1913 site plan as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all the permits. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried.